If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
What if the thing you're listening to right now never got interrupted? What if it could play uninterrupted from room to room on Sonos? What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels? What if you really like how it feels and you become a Sonos person who can't stop saying to their friends, "What if you start with two Sonos speakers just to see how it feels?" Because it's not magic, but it's not magic.
1 o'clock, straight up here on the Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Lugie. It is After Hours here on the Fan. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Al Cintron comes your way at 2 a.m. And Al definitely got the internet buzzing. We'll play the audio for you later on here in this hour. Kind of tease Al's show, as I'm sure he's going to address it, because I saw him addressing it all over social media. It has to do with the Mets. It has to do with their managerial situation. It has to do with one Mr. Dusty Baker. But we'll play the audio for you coming up as a sort of a tease to Al's show, because I know Al's going to address a lot of that, because people are coming after him on social media. Welcome to Positive Tommy's world. But that's what happens. You throw things out there, and he has his sources, so I don't want to say like he's throwing things out there, but he put out a report based on something that information he's got from a trusted source, and people came after him. And Al, you know, I appreciate it. Dropped the gloves on social media, went after people. But here's the beauty. He's got a show. He's got a platform. And I'll give my thoughts on it when we play the audio. But I wanted to give Al a shout. Because anytime you look, somebody said this once to me. I forgot who it was. I probably should have remembered, but I forgot. Sometimes it's good to make the news, not just react to the news. You know, we react to the news a lot. But when we can make the news, like it was all over my feed today about the video that we put out with Al and Dusty Baker and the managerial. But like I said, we'll play the audio for you later to add context to what I'm talking about. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Joel Embiid is not only a baby, he is a hypocrite. The fact that he was all crying about Mikal Bridges going after him and giving him maybe a little bit extra, you know, that's real rich coming from Embiid. A guy that hurt Mitchell Robinson a couple years ago, a guy that's a dirty player, a guy that has pulled this type of crap throughout his career. But when it happens to him, he makes a big stink about it. He makes basically threats about it, that the physicality, I guess, has to be ratcheted up on their end. Dude, this guy is so tough to take. He is very, very talented. I'll never take that away from him. But he is a baby. And he is a hypocrite. Because if this was anybody else saying, boy, you know what? I've had these injuries. I've had these medical issues. And I felt like the other team took it too far. If it was anybody else, I'd say, all right, you know what? Even if it's a team that I didn't like, I would say, you know, he's got a leg to stand on. Embiid doesn't. He's been pulling stunts throughout his career. He's a dirty player. And now he's also a baby, a whiner, a complainer, and most of all, a hypocrite. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Let's go to Liam here on After Hours. What's up, Liam?
Hey, Tommy. Listen, what you're saying about Embiid, I totally agree, but you know how it goes in the playoffs. And the truth is that he can't get physical. He's all banged up. We saw what happened at the end of Game 7 with the Celtics. So this is his way of kind of, you know, trying to get the refs involved.
It is. But you know what, dude? You know what, then? Let somebody else say it, because nobody wants to hear from you, dude. It's not even necessarily a New York Philly thing right now. It's just a basketball fan in me that's just like, bro, you have pulled a lot of this crap through the years, and when it gets turned around on you, you're the first one to start crying about it. Like, bro, stop. I'm not going to call him what Tiki called him earlier today. And boy, Tiki came out with fire. I mean, with that one, I'm not going to call him the B word, but I am going to, well, I called him the B word, just not the B word Tiki used. I went with baby, and he's a hypocrite.
I agree with you 100%. Now, as far as the series is concerned, First on Bridges, what you were saying before.
Yeah.
I mean, I would love to think that Mikhail is going to come out and do the same thing for the rest of the series and the rest of the playoffs.
Yep.
We know that he's very inconsistent. You know, you can't really rely on him, but that would be nice. And as far as the Sixers, I mean, I think they're better than how they performed the other night.
It was a tough spot for them. I'll give them some credit. I'm not going to give them a lot, but I'll give them some credit. That's a tough spot after coming back from 3-1 in the series against the Celtics, Game 7 in Boston, and then you got to turn around. That was Saturday night. You got to turn around and go to Madison Square Garden on Monday. And you're playing a team that is just rolling right now. Not an easy spot. I expect a better effort from the Sixers later on this evening.
And they're a good team, so no disrespect to them, but the Knicks are going to emerge out of this series.
Yes.
I mean, I think considering Boston is out, I think this is a year for the Knicks to go to the finals. The team that does concern me is the Pistons, but they haven't played well against them this season, but they did beat them in the playoffs last year.
Well, to say they haven't played well against them this year would probably be understating it. The Knicks got their ass kicked basically every time, but we agree from this point of view. Last year's playoffs, you know, that's when the chips are down and the Knicks got the better of Detroit. And I didn't put any stock in those, you know, belt to ass, just absolutely dominating performances by the Pistons, because I felt this way, Liam, and I wonder if you agree. Detroit wanted to get their lick back. They wanted to get some respect back because they felt like that series could have went either way. Maybe a couple calls didn't go in their favor. And it was a hard-fought series. It was a physical series. They're a young team on the rise. And they wanted to prove something to the Knicks all year, where the Knicks are sitting there going, we have nothing to prove to you. We'll see in the playoffs, and then we could see who the big boy here is. But we beat you in the playoffs last year. And I felt like Detroit, their fans, they put more into those games than the Knicks did, and it showed in the results. I would not go into that series, which I think we're headed towards, you know, a collision course with Detroit. I would not go into that series putting any weight in the regular season matchups, and I would have zero fear when it comes to facing the Pistons.
And I think that this year in the playoffs, and the way the Knicks are playing, and with Mike Brown, I mean, I don't know how much Mitch is going to be a factor in this series. The next series against the Pistons, they're definitely going to need him. But it's good that the Knicks are, you know, they seem rested and they seem fresh. They're not weared down as they were with Tibbs. Not to pour anything on Tibbs, it's a totally different year. But getting other players involved in the mix has really worked out well for the Knicks.
100%. They're a deeper team, Liam. They have the ability to go to their bench like they did in the first round when Bridges was struggling. Thankfully, they had Alvarado, they had Clarkson. Even though those guys had fallen out of favor at times in the rotation, they're vets that this team trusted in the playoffs, not just in a situation like last year. It was like, oh boy, we didn't play Shamet or DeLon Wright all year. Let's throw them out there because we're desperate with the season, and maybe even Tibbs felt like he was desperate for his job security. This is a team that has guys on their bench that have played, that are vets, that they can go to when needed, and they have so much more depth this year, which makes them really dangerous.
I agree. Thank you for taking my call, Tommy. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too, bro. Appreciate it. Yeah, the Knicks have all the makings of a championship team. The Knicks have all the makings of a championship team. They have the superstar players. They have chemistry. They have experience, a ton of it, not only together, but some guys like Bridges, Cat, they have playoff experience outside of New York. They have a head coach with a ton of experience in the playoffs. They're healthy. They're playing great on both ends of the floor. They are in a prime position right now to win a championship. They are checking all the boxes. Health, momentum, talent, chemistry, depth, which they did not have last year. Let me rephrase that. They had depth. They just didn't utilize the depth. Now they are utilizing that depth. Talent, chemistry, experience, well-coached, depth, and they are running downhill. That is scary for everybody else in the playoffs. The Knicks are checking all the boxes for a championship team and a team that can go on a championship run. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call here on After Hours. It is Tommy Lugauer. Lugie in the late night and Lugie in the limelight as well. Let's go to Hector in the Bronx. What's up, Hector?
Hey, Tommy, how you doing, son?
What's happening?
Hey, I got a gripe. Not with you. I think you're a man, bro. Not with you. But I got a gripe with a lot of these sports fans that I just feel, again, real sour lately as far as, like, how can I explain it? Like, all right, you know, I'm a Yankees fan, but I never wish ill upon your Mets. I just give my friends a lot of crap, and we go back and forth sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, the off season, I'll admit I was a little disappointed in the running back approach. I'm eating my words now, but I was a little disappointed in that, and I was actually envious of the Mets making multiple moves, right? And so with that being said, you know, I would get a lot of stuff thrown at me from my Mets fan friends and family, and I'm like, all right. But now, when I try to give it back a little bit, you know, this past couple weeks, I get they try to, like, you know, like, pass it off, like, oh, we're not into baseball until September, and I wait for football season to start. Like, they always just try to shrug it off. And I'm like, come on, man, if I can take it, you guys should be able to take it also.
You know what, Hector? I believe in that. Yeah. If you're going to dish it, you should be able to take it. You don't want to skip the podium. And even though I've been accused recently of skipping the podium, I've explained myself over and over again of that situation. But I've said this before, like, I'll say some things about the Yankees, and look, if I have to eat my words, I'll eat my words. I'll admit I was wrong. I admit what I said was, you know, ended up not being how it played out. And I'm always here on After Hours to take your calls. Now, sometimes I leave you on a hold too long. That's my fault. But I like to think that I'm always here and always available for everybody if they want a piece of me, or that we want to celebrate something I did well or our team's doing well together.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Hey there, I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of The Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to The Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, you're definitely an equal opportunist, man. We all appreciate it. But now I got a Red Sox family member, which I think is worse than the Mets fans.
Okay.
Because,
yeah.
Oh, this guy is worst. Awful. The family took him to a Yankee game this past week.
Yeah.
And he comes down from Massachusetts. And the whole time he's in the stadium, they're not even playing a team, dude. And all he does is go Red Sox. Everybody that walks past him, go Red Sox.
Or, yeah, he can't do that.
Suck. I'm like, dude, your team is terrible. It's trash right now. You have the audacity to even do that. And then my family, you know, regretted it. Like, damn, I shouldn't invite this guy. He's an embarrassment.
Yeah, so, it almost sounds like, Hector, that, you feel like fans go too far these days with trolling. And we do have a trolling society that we live in right now. Like, I think there's always been back and forths, right, there between the fan bases, not only here, but amongst our rivals in the divisions. There's always been that. But I think, especially with the social media world we live in right now, trolling in a lot of ways is rewarded to a degree, and I think it's kind of taken over in many ways fandom. People love to go out of their way to troll, and sometimes, Hector, you're not in a position to troll. So if you're a Red Sox fan right now, your team sucks. This is not the moment to this is the moment to stand
exactly.
down. You got to stand down when your team's not doing well. That's not the time for trolling.
Well,
you could find a time, like let me put it to you here, Hector, and I'll let you finish. If you're a Red Sox fan, even though you had it, this is where I will say this, though, Hector. So I want to hear your thoughts on this, because I have a lot of Yankee fan friends. And I've kept my mouth shut. They're having a great year. I'm not going to say much about it, too, because they're having an awesome year. But if they get knocked out, you know what I mean, and they've said a lot of bad things about my baseball team, you better believe I'm going to give them a receipt at the end of the year. But here's what I don't like, Hector. The Yankee fan then comes back to me and goes, well, how'd the Mets do? Well, hold on a second. That's not what we're talking about. You have to take your medicine now, because I had to take the medicine all year. That's how this works. You know what I mean? Like, if you have a run to the World Series and you lose and I say something, I don't want to hear how the Mets do. I just want to be like, all right, bro, you know what? We lost. You got me. And we got you all year. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think, like, to your point, you can't run and hide. You can't, you know, when you get trolled, you got to take it. And then you could, but also be able to dish it.
Absolutely. And I agree. Like I said, if We don't win a championship. We, like G was saying, there's no glory in second place. We lost, we lost, and we deserve to get our beatings. But I will say this. Like you said, you know, you're in last place. You have no right to troll, but I'm a Knicks fan. I can troll, right? So all I'm going to say is chopped cheese over Philly cheesesteak all day. Go Knicks, man, and have a great night.
Yeah, you too, Thanks. Actor. Yep. Good conversation. That's at least always been my... Because I could tell you, right, it's the group chat that I'm in with all, you know a lot of the names. CeeLo, Marash, Jastrzemski, Mike Carver, my buddy Jimmy Ward. And I'm the only Met fan in there. Literally, the only Met fan in the chat. Every other sport, like there's some Giant fans in there, there's some Dolphin fans in there, there's some Bills fans in there. Hockey, it's Ranger and Islander fans. Basketball, it's either Knick fans or non-basketball fans. And you got Sean that's a Net fan. So yeah, there's not no situation is it uniform all against one person except for, you guessed it, baseball, where I'm the only Met fan in there. So you could imagine how it is for me at times, and I'm not pulling out the world's smallest violin. I'm just setting up the situation. You know, when the Yankees are rolling and they're all braggadocious and smug, which they have every right to be. And certainly when the Mets have an April like they had, you know, I'm catching strays left and right. But an elephant never forgets. And no matter what happens with the Mets season, at the end of the year, if things don't go their way, I'm going to let them hear about it. I think that's totally fair. Sometimes they're receptive to it, and sometimes they're not. And everybody's different when it comes to that stuff. But yeah, you shouldn't be a Red Sox fan right now at Yankee Stadium when the Red Sox aren't playing and saying things like, Yankees suck, let's go Red Sox. You got to know when to stand down. You got to know when to hold them. And sometimes you got to know when to fold them. And you got to know when to walk away, you know, or when to run. So that's really what it's all about when you're a fan. When you have the high point, have at it. When things are a little bit not going great, keep your mouth shut, lie in the weeds. And then when the moment's right, you can pounce. And then it's up to the person that roots for that team to see if they're receptive to it. But I can't control your reaction to it. But there are times where you're trolling and it's like, bro, what are you doing? Read the room. And that family member of yours should have read the room there. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. But let me just put it this way. If you are a Knick fan right now and a Yankee fan, and dare I say, a Giant fan, you are licking your chops right now. Look at what the Knicks are doing. Look at the way they're playing. Look at what they are on the doorstep of. Look at the way the Yankees are playing. And then you have the Giants. And I'm going to tell you this right now. Forget just here. Across the league, the Giants will be the biggest story on the field. We know there's another story in football right now that doesn't want to go away, but on the field, the Giants in August will have the most hype and they will be the biggest story in football. Now, that sometimes could be a little bit of a bad thing because sometimes too much hype and that, I don't think it has any effect on the team, but sometimes teams can be overhyped and they don't live up to it. But the Giants are going to have a lot of buzz and a lot of hype. And I think rightfully so when you consider who their head coach is, who their quarterback is, and that roster. So I would imagine rooting, and I root for two out of the three. I don't have the trifecta. I root for two out of the three. But I couldn't be more excited about where the Knicks are at. And obviously, I've never seen them win a championship. So every year where they can get closer and closer and closer, I start to dream of what it would be like if they won. I've seen the Giants win a couple times, but I've also seen the last 10 years and how awful it's been and how excited and how I have giant expectations going into the season. And then obviously I'm not a Yankee fan, but if I was, I don't know how you can't love this team. You know, over the last couple of years, I think you in some ways you almost hate watch the Yankees sometimes. Like, you know they're going to win like 90 games, but they frustrate you. This team has been basically, outside of a couple of relief pitchers, they've basically been flawless. Let's go to Ray in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray?
Loogie, what's up, my guy? What's going on, bro?
What's happening?
Chilling today. All right, so I obviously you see it on your board there. I want to discuss the Knicks, but I got a quick question for you, Loogie. Seriously, it's a serious question, and it's not trolling or anything like that. So I heard what you said to the last caller about, you know, if the Yankees fall at the end, regardless of what the Mets have done, you have the right. So my question to you is, were you like 99.9% of Mets fans who, even though they weren't doing anything in 17, 18, 19, 20s, or whatever the case is, would always say, fall back and say, when was the last time the Yankees made the World Series? Because
you mean the, we've been in the World Series more recently than you? I actually never used to say that. I never said that, believe it or not. I didn't draw comparisons. But yeah, I will say that I will admit this. When the Yankees would get eliminated, I would give the members of my friendship group a grief about it. I would, absolutely. And that was only because, like I said, I live sometimes in the bubble of Yankee land, and I feel like I want to give them a little grief. That's all. But no, I would never make correlations with the Mets as far as 15 or as far as how long you've been since you won a championship.
Okay.
I would not do that, or I haven't done it, at least.
All right, being that you hadn't done that, then, you know, I guess I could, you know, I
could see
your point.
Because they got ridiculous, that is. The Mets didn't win the World Series. So I'm not, if they had won the World Series, perhaps I would use that. But they just got to a World Series and lost the World Series in 15. So I would not use that as a chess piece to somehow troll or make a Yankee fan feel less than.
But you know what, though? I'm sure you're aware. You probably heard it many times because I heard it many times on the station. That's what Mets fans would do, even like some of the hosts or whatever. And it was like, I thought it was ridiculous. And I think we share a brain with that.
Yeah,
right?
I can't go down that. I can't go down that route. And not when you lose the World Series. It doesn't matter about getting there.
Right,
it's about, because
right.
Honestly, bro, you know the deal. If we get to the finals this year, it's going to be awesome. But if they lose, like, it will feel great. But then it's like, uh-oh, we got to win now. Does that make sense? Like, we're going to have that excitement to get there, and then it's like, I don't care if it's OKC. I don't care who's standing in front of them. Now you want to win when you're there because you don't know when you're going to get back. You might not ever get back.
Of course. I've never been of the mentality that the Knicks making the finals is some kind of win. Like, I've been consistent and steadfast on the point that, hey, if you're in the finals, you might as well win it. Look at, like, I keep going back to, Indiana was not a good regular season team last year.
Nope.
And they had OKC dead to right. And if it wasn't for an injury and literally giving away a game early in the season, they could have wrapped them up in 5 or 6.
And that might be Indiana's best shot. They may never get back.
Yeah, I hope they don't. Because, in fact, I want to kick their ass next year, too.
I hear you.
So about, you know, I haven't heard what you were alluding to. Like, I had literally just checked in. I've been super busy.
Oh, what Tiki called? He called Embiid biatch.
Right. And you know, when I call up, I either call him Joel Embiid or Joel Embiatch. So, you know, it makes perfect sense.
His act is so tough to take. He's such a hypocrite and a whiny baby. Enough, bro. Enough. At some point, the amount of dirty plays he's pulled, and then he's going to get upset about what happened to him. Like, get lost.
Yeah, then he's such a loser. Did you hear him post game when one of the reporters astutely and accurately pointed out, "Hey, you guys were having a lot of success getting to the foul line," and he looks like incredulous at this, you know, supposedly. And he's like, "Really? I didn't know. Why don't you ask Jalen Brunson, dude? Jalen Brunson shot one less free throw than you in like 10 less minutes, and over the course of like." I keep pointing it out. I don't understand what the hell, you know, is this narrative. Lugi, look it up. 5.8 free throw attempts per game, not even in the top 30. He gets a disrespectful whistle. Like I said, this guy is as physical as anybody, you know, Brunson, and he's drawing more legitimate fouls than, you know, than SGA, who's pathetic. Him and Embiid and Luka Doncic.
Foul merchants.
Those three guys.
Yeah, they're three big time. And you know what it is too, Ray? The thing is with Brunson, and maybe he does use this to his advantage, the size. Like, he's not a big dude. Like, Embiid, give me a break. I know he's got a million injuries, but when guys that size are flopping around, it's not like, I'm a wrestling fan. Like, so I, you know, suspend my disbelief. But there are some things in wrestling where I'm like, seriously, you're trying to sell that to me right now? You're trying to tell me that somebody small can knock Joel Embiid over? In what lifetime? When they're both standing there and nobody has momentum? So get where Brunson's a smaller dude, so it makes sense if he gets hit. Yes, he's going to react the way he does because he's small.
Right, and I mean, for him, that hypocrite B-I-T-C, you know what?
Tiki called him that. Tiki called him that. He just flat out called him.
Yeah, I'm going to go back and listen to it.
Oh, yeah, the clip's everywhere. Go back. I don't know when he said it, but it's all over social media.
Yeah, I'm going to enjoy that. But yeah, and here's the thing, right? I don't care about the Detroit Pistons. They are like they're so in over their heads if they make it to the Knicks, which I'm not quite sure of. Like, look, these guys would have lost in five games if Franz Wagner, who might be the best player on that team, if not, he's definitely the second best player.
I'd say second, but yeah.
So but entering the playoffs, a lot of people will consider him first.
No, I get it. No, he's a great player. And look, that's been the issue with Orlando over the years is health. Like, they are way better than what their seed was. But the thing that has stopped them from taking the step that the Pistons took this year is health. And it bit them in the behind again. And then they just have these shooting issues at times, which they had in Game 6. And Detroit took advantage of it. Now, I disagree with you. I do think the Pistons are going to beat the Cavs. And that's just because I think James Harden is a total loser, especially a sports loser. So when you get in bed with Harden, you should not be rewarded. So I don't think the Cavs are going to be rewarded. Now, I'd love to see them win. The Knicks would get, you know, obviously home court advantage. But James Harden is a total sports loser. And when you get in bed with him, when you do business with him, you get what you deserve. And I think the Cavs are in for that. And I also think Detroit had their scare, and they're going to show up in this series against the Cavs, like they did tonight when they won by 10.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, the Knicks are going to beat them in five games. And here's the thing. I got for Joel Embiid and his slow, you know, he sounds slow-minded as hell. Not only is he slow on the court, but when he speaks, he sounds like he needs help. You know, he's remedial or something. I don't know. But so I got something for him, because when the Knicks go over there to Philadelphia, they're not going to be the Villanova Knicks. They're going to be the Villanova Knicks, and they're going to win and close it out on his home court again. And what would that be, Louie? No, that would be in six, right? So you know what? We're gonna close it out in five at the Garden. But anyway, Jalen Brunson owns him. He owns
Definitely. He owns that city, he owns that building, he owns that team, no doubt.
Yeah, listen, man, and I'm glad that Jalen Brunson, like, look at his numbers, bro. He's shooting 50% from the field, 40 from three, 85 from the line.
Yep.
Like, and people, the crazy thing is that Embiid gets away with murder in a supposedly tough town, and Jalen Brunson, who was excellent, gets killed over here. I'll never understand this, like the Aaron Judge thing. But I don't want to talk your ear off, Loogie. I appreciate the time.
No, you're good, man.
And, let's go, Knicks, baby. Let's go. Have a good night, bro.
Yeah, bro, you too. Always appreciate the passion. Yeah, it's supposedly a tough town. But some of the stuff they're pulling right now as far as tickets with the Sixers, trying to keep Knicks fans out of the building. Not going to happen, by the way. And I've said this before. It's cheaper to go down to Philadelphia and see a playoff game, even with travel expenses. Whether you take Amtrak, whether you drive down, you're spending less money. So why wouldn't you? Plus, and I've done this before, and it's a great feeling, to go into an opposing team's arena, especially a hated rival, and watch your team stick it to them, whether it's in blowout fashion or in the case that I was a couple years ago, dramatic fashion. It is the most satisfying thing that you can experience as a sports fan. Now you have to deal with being around Philadelphia people, which is the worst experience you could have ever in life. I'd rather be on a 12-hour drive with my mother-in-law. I'm kidding. I love my mother-in-law. She's a very pleasant lady. My in-laws are great, by the way. They live out in California, as you know. They're the best. They don't bother me and my wife. Sometimes I wonder if they forget about us. That's how sometimes we don't hear from them for a long time, but that's just the way they are. They don't butt in on stuff. So I do love my mother-in-law and father-in-law, for that matter. And I guess I have to throw my sister-in-law in there as well, and brother-in-law. But I love all of them. But I'd rather be around Philly people than in the car with her for 12 hours. Especially because she's a backseat driver, much like my wife is. It's like, we got it all covered up here. If you want to drive, drive. But when I'm driving, don't be a backseat driver. But being around Philadelphia people, if you've never experienced it, it's awful. Beyond awful. Like, the experience I had in Boston was way better. Way better last year. Now, the game wasn't better. The experience wasn't better from that perspective, because obviously the Knicks got crushed in that game, although they still had a commanding lead in the series, so all good. But it was not, in terms of the basketball I watched, fun. But the people, the Boston fans, were pretty cool, actually. They were nice in our section. All good. In Philly, awful. Rotten humans. There's no other way to put it. And it's, I think sometimes that we're going to try to act tougher than we really are, but I'm not looking to get involved in anything. Like during halftime, I went to the bathroom and I was getting called every name under the sun, and that was by the 70-year-old lady that was trying to go in the women's room. And I was trying to go in the men's rooms to tinkle. It's like, dude, this is, what the heck are we doing here? So I think a lot of it comes from an insecure place, I'm sure. Well, it is an inferiority complex. You know, this is a little brother city. This is a place that wants to be like New York that can never be like New York. We know that. The greatest city in the world. And right now, the greatest basketball team in the world, the way they've been playing. And they'll look to continue that, not just the way they've been playing, but continue to just absolutely dominate and to be in the heads of guys like Joel Embiid, who's a crybaby hypocrite. You know, I went with the other B word. I went with baby. Tiki went with a biatch. I went baby. Because he is. He's just a big baby. Tough to take. The antics that he pulls on the court, a dirty player, and he's got the nerve after a game, whether it's gamesmanship, trying to get the whistle, whatever the case may be, he's got the nerve to complain about it. Come on. In the playoffs as well, when you're talking about two blue-collar cities in a blue-collar series, and you're complaining about that type of stuff, somebody might have fouled you a little too hard, hit you a little too hard. When you injured, and I'm not saying it's a receipt, but maybe it was from Bridges. But you injured Mitchell Robinson the last time these two teams met in the playoffs. And now you got a big problem with it when you didn't even get injured. I'm not trying to say his injuries aren't on the up and up. They are. But dude is like just one minute he's limping around. The next minute it's like, dude, get, see ya. And you knew this was going to be the case with this guy. It's the same old stuff with him. Like, in some ways, I could respect, believe it or not, I could respect Trae Young. Bless his heart, because he's like Reggie Miller, where he thinks he's the boogeyman, but he's really not. But I could respect him to a degree. This Embiid, how could you have any respect for this guy? Talent-wise, fine, but the rest of the stuff is just deplorable. 888-808-1019. Is the phone number to call. It is after hours. It is Loogie here in the late night. We'll wrap up with some of your thoughts on the Knicks. We'll also play for you the clip that Alisson Tron is coming up at 2 a.m. What he had to say last night from a source that he has about the Mets and their managerial situation. So that's coming up for you in the final half hour here on After Hours. The phone number to join the conversation is 888-808-1019. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie in the Late Night here on The Fan.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's PRENUVO.com.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mysteries Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
1:36 here on The Fan in New York City. Tommy Lugauer, Loogie, 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It is After Hours here on The Fan and The Fan Focus. It is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy is 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. We've talked a lot about the Knicks, but one gentleman that we have not discussed this evening is OG Anunoby. I think OG Anunoby has been the MVP of the Knicks so far in this playoffs. And we know how important OG is to this team. We know the difference that he has made ever since coming over here and the trade that sent IQ and RJ Barrett to the Raptors, and just how vital he is on both ends of the floor. And when he is not on the court, when he is injured, the type of dip that this team takes, when he is healthy and playing like this, the Knicks are a runaway train. They are a freight train. They are an unstoppable force. It's always been the case. His health is such a huge X factor, and his ability to be on the court transcends this team into another dimension. That's how important he is, because of his ability not only to score the basketball and not need the ball in his hands. He's not ball dominant, which makes him perfect to be out there with Brunson, to be out there with Cat, but also his ability to lock down the best player on the other team defensively. And he's been great so far in these playoffs, and the Knicks have been beyond great when OG Anunoby has been on the floor. He is, so far, the MVP of this team in the playoffs. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. It's after hours. Loogie here in the late night. Let's go to Sal in Staten Island. What's up, Sal?
Hey, how's it going? I completely agree with you. OG is the guy. He's been that guy. He's been the, like, the deciding factor the past couple seasons.
Yep.
But besides from that, I do want to say one thing. Mm-hmm. As being a Knicks fan for as long as I've been alive, whatever, it's hard to get this excited about a team. It really is. It's hard to – the way we're playing right now, I don't think there's a team in the league that's better than us, besides maybe OKC. At absolute – I don't even think OKC could be this bad.
Yeah, well, listen, OKC, listen, they're the champs, they're the defending champs until they're no longer the champs, so I'll give them that respect.
Exactly.
Now, they might not even get to the finals. They've had their issues with the Spurs. We'll see if they can get by San Antonio. But they are the defending champs until they're knocked off. They have every right to that throne that the Knicks and we all want to sit on.
Of course, but I don't know. The way we're playing right now, I don't know if there's a better team than us. And
nobody's playing any better right now. Nobody's playing any better. Exactly, the Knicks are playing better than anybody in the playoffs right now. Yep.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. But it's like being a Knicks fan for this long, how much I can't get this excited. I know how it goes. We've all been down this road.
Yeah, you're not the first person to call and say that tonight, Sal. You're definitely not. There are a lot of Knicks fans out there waiting for the other shoe to drop. They feel like this is a situation where, yeah, they're playing unbelievable. This is a generational run. But you are worried based on what you've seen. By the way, in this playoffs, when they lost a couple games to the Hawks and they blew one of them, you are expecting the other shoe to drop.
Exactly. That's exactly it. And I think you're 100% right with OG Anunoby, but you've seen how Tyrese has played these last couple games, especially against the Celtics.
Yeah.
He's actually the fastest NBA player I've seen in my whole entire life.
It's crazy. When he gets to the basket and he's downhill, he's impossible to stop when he's going to the rim.
Exactly. So once – listen, I don't want to sound like a Knicks hater because I'm absolutely the opposite, but if they start – getting stuff together, they are absolutely a force to be reckoned with. Listen, and I don't feel a threat with them, with the Cavs or Orlando. I don't feel a threat with them at all. I think whoever wins the series between Philadelphia and New York goes to the finals.
Well, you're saying Detroit and Cleveland, which I think it's going to be Detroit. I mean, they won the first game, and I think Detroit had their scare, and now they're going to, I think, take care of business against the Cavs, and certainly they would be having home court in the Eastern Conference Finals. I think it's going to be Detroit, but I hear you. If the Knicks play their A-plus game, nobody's stopping them.
Even Detroit, man. I don't think Detroit could do it for, even if they end up beating the Cavaliers and whatever the rest of the series.
Yep.
And which is going to be, that's going to be a tough one. I mean, it's going to be fun to watch, whatever. But I think whoever comes out of Philadelphia, New York, takes out both Philadelphia, takes out Detroit and Cleveland, whoever comes out of it. But I think it's going to be, I mean, I hope to God it's going to be the Knicks, but.
Well, listen, I agree with you on the fact that I think the Sixers are better than what they showed in game one. Look, they came back from 3-1 down against the Celtics. They won a game 7 in Boston Saturday night. They got a turnaround on Monday to face a buzzsaw. That's not an easy spot. I would expect a better effort from them later on this evening because they do have talent. Maxey can go off of 45 points just like Brunson can. And Embiid, we know he's a total jerk, but he's very talented, and he is certainly capable of taking over a game as well.
Absolutely. Maxey's an absolute beast. I mean, I wish we had, like, a better defender to go against them. But on our starting lineup, I don't think we do. I don't think anyone in our starting lineup can match up well against Maxey. But I don't think Maxey is that good of a defender either. Like, I don't think he could.
He's not.
They can't stop anyone off us.
Nope.
Joel Embiid can't even come close to Cat.
Nope.
I mean.
No, they have no answers defensively. And that's the thing, Sal. Even if Maxey gets his, even if Embiid gets his, and they have a better effort offensively, they have no defense. They have no depth, and they have no answer for Brunson. They have no answer for basically everybody, but Brunson especially could just toy with this team and drop 40 on them nightly.
100%. I agree. But also going back to Detroit and Cleveland, I don't think either of them have what it takes to take down Philadelphia or New York. Like, I don't think.
Yeah, look, I feel like
that's where we disagree, but I don't think they have it.
I don't think Cleveland does. I'm going to give Detroit a little bit more respect than that. They are the one seed. They did handle the Knicks this year. I'll give them more respect than that. Cleveland, I wouldn't. I've always thought they were kind of gutless, and Harden's a loser. So I would agree with you on the Cavs. I would not agree with you on the Pistons in terms of I think they'll be a tough matchup. That's right.
They'll be a tough matchup, but I think New York takes them, if not five, then six. Because you got to think, right? They're young. They don't have the experience.
They don't.
Same thing goes for college basketball. If you don't have the experience, you're not gonna be as good as you should be. They're all young, and you take bro. Even take down who's gonna Cat? Jalen Duran. Like, no one's big enough to go against Cat in the paint. Maybe they have the speed. Like, Joel Embiid doesn't have the speed to stay with Cat.
No, he does not.
Detroit definitely does.
Yeah, Detroit has, and they're a hard hat team, and they're a team that could absolutely strengthen the game up, and they're a tough team. So I don't think they're lacking that second superstar, Sal, and I appreciate the call. They always have been. And I don't put any stock in the way the games went during the regular season. I don't. And you're right. They don't have the experience, and the Knicks beat them last year and all of that. But you wouldn't have home court. You'd be playing a team that almost got eliminated in the first round, were able to get by, beat the Cavs in the second round, so they'd be feeling good about themselves. They would have righted the ship. They would have momentum on their side. And I think that series will, because I expect both teams to get through here, will be electric, especially when you consider how last year went, where I'm sure if you're a Piston player, you felt like you outplayed the Knicks, maybe a couple calls didn't go your way, and had they done that and it had it gone in your favor, the Pistons would have upset the Knicks, and they would have moved on in the playoffs. So they want their lick back. They want revenge. And I think that's why the games played out the way they did in the regular season. Detroit put every ounce of effort and energy and passion into those games, much like their fans did whenever they were in Detroit for Pistons-Knicks. But the Knicks, I think, looked at those as just another game. Just another game. They had nothing to prove to Detroit. It was all Detroit that had something to prove to the Knicks. And yeah, they proved in the regular season they could be the one seed and they could whoop the Knicks' ass, belt the ass, just completely dismantle them in the regular season. This is a whole other ball game now. So I'll give them their respect because honestly, I said it last year. Their fans were great and they kept the Knicks fans out just like Philly is trying to. It won't work for Philly, but it did work for Detroit. But that was also the first round. Now we're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. It's a little bit different. You know, there can be Knicks fans are like, you know what? It's the first round. I don't necessarily want to go on the road. I don't want to spend all that money. You're talking about the Eastern Conference Finals. There will be Knicks fans there in Detroit. It won't be like last year in the first round because you got to make business decisions. You see this with the Yankee fan all the time. They make business decisions because they know the team is in all likelihood going to win a round or two every year. So you want to allocate your money perhaps in a round that is obviously closer to the championship than you would the first round, where it has become a formality now for the Knicks that they're going to win the first round. But I thought the Pistons played their ass off in that series. It was tough. The Knicks were certainly fortunate to get out of there, and they did, but it wasn't easy. Far from it. I didn't think Detroit did enough in the offseason to take that next step and move past the Knicks. They did seed-wise. They did regular season-wise in terms of matchup. But I still don't think they did enough in the offseason to be better than the Knicks and have the ability to beat them in the playoffs. But they will not be an easy out. They won't. And also, we're banking on the fact that the Knicks are going to maintain this. I, along with every Knick fan out there, hopes for that, because to put the feet up and enjoy this every single game in the playoffs, we could certainly get used to it. That's for sure. 888-808-1019 is the phone number to call. Drew is in Queens. What's up, Drew?
Hey, how you doing? Hey. I wanted to say how you were talking about we're waiting for the other shoe to drop, so to speak, right?
Well, I haven't said it, but a couple of callers are waiting for it. Yeah, I've taken at least three calls, I think, tonight where there are Knick fans that they don't know how to feel about this dominating stretch they're on because they're worried and they almost anticipate the team to have a night where they have like brain farts, they don't play well, and all of a sudden it takes the bloom off the rose of the way they've played.
See, here's my thing. Like, I would rather have those games now with the Sixers and in the Eastern Conference Finals and have these performances like when we have to beat whoever comes out of the West.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, I definitely know what you're saying. And honestly, they've already had them against the Hawks. They had two bad moments, so maybe they got it out of their system already.
We can beat Philly playing our not best game.
Correct.
You understand what I'm trying to say?
100%.
So,
they don't need their A-plus game in this series against Detroit. I think they got to bring their A-plus game, and certainly if they see OKC in the finals, even if they see the Spurs, they have to have their A++ game.
Yeah, and that's a place that the Knicks haven't been in a long time as far as the team being there.
Yep.
Who knows if we even got to play the Timberwolves, and it's going to be Randall coming back at us, you know?
Yeah, who knows? There's a long way to go.
I think
that
would be the
best
case scenario if we had to take anyone out of the West that you'd want to see Minnesota, you know?
Well, they're obviously banged up too, so that certainly helps.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know when the heck Ant-Man's supposed to come back, but obviously Devo
got
hurt.
He got some minutes the other night.
Oh, he did. So is he back to full strength, or how many minutes?
No, I think he came in like the second quarter, but he was very effective, man. You know, the kid's probably the best candidate the U.S. has for MVP coming anytime soon. You know, it's been 10 years since anyone in the United States has been an MVP in this league.
It's nuts. Yeah. When you say it like that, it's like I would have thought that wouldn't have been the case. There would have been one in the last 10 years, but yeah, you're right. It's just been what, like Joker and Bede, Giannis, right?
Luka, SGA's Canada.
SGA. Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, he's great, obviously. And it would be fitting to play them, even though DiVincenzo's out, but obviously Randall is still there. I hear you. And they're playing great basketball. Obviously, they have a 1-0 series lead there, and they had a 2-point victory over the Spurs. I still think it's OKC to lose. They're the champions. Someone's got to show me they can knock them off, even though the Spurs had great success against them in the regular season.
Yeah.
They seem to be their kryptonite. But the Thunder are clicking right now, and they have turned it up to another gear. And when they do, they are pretty unstoppable.
That's the other shoe that's going to fall for the Knicks. You know, I don't think we have to worry. I think the Knicks are going to the finals. I just don't understand how we're going to get past SGA, you know?
Yeah, it's one of those bridges that will hopefully cross. You know what I mean, Drew? That's a good problem.
There's no one in the East right now that we haven't beat. You know, we've beaten everybody.
Every year.
Left.
Yeah, I said that. Oh,
the Pacers
that
are not
year.
Here.
Yep, correct.
Boston's gone.
Correct.
I feel like Mike Brown is better at conveying to the Knicks the opportunity of the moment, maybe better than Thibodeau was.
That's
you understand? Like, if
I
the
do.
Knicks don't do it right now, like, when are we doing it?
Well, it's a good mentality to have because you never know if they're going to get this close again playing this type of basketball with everybody healthy.
No.
They have all the ingredients right now when you consider the talent, when you consider the health, when you consider the depth, when you consider the way they're playing on both ends of the floor.
You got the best bench right now.
Yeah, and that's something that they had last year, but they didn't utilize enough. The bench has been playing great. And like you said, and I said this all year, all the teams they're going to see, they have defeated in the playoffs over the last couple years. So nobody scares you. It's not like the Pacers, who might just be a team that the Knicks can't beat. Like, they just have their number. None of these teams have the Knicks' number. So it's all set up for them to get to the finals.
Yeah, and I mean, if you watched the last time the OKC was in the Garden, the Knicks played them well. But they didn't get over the hump on that. I believe it went to overtime and we lost.
And that's why they're the champs. Whether they're beating you by 30 or whether it's in the fourth quarter where they could turn it up a notch.
100%.
And a lot of that has to do with SGA and his, you know, getting to the free throw line. But they have closers. They're a winning team, and they know how to do it in tight
100%. It's the best way that you could say it, because when the Knicks lost those two games to the Hawks by a point, I would tell my buddy, I'd be like, you see championship teams, they don't lose these kind of games. These ugly kind of games, they come out on top. So I would hope that we could play this kind of tempo against them. I'd rather win ugly games now and get out of the East, you know?
Yeah, and I want to see, and I talked about this with Mike Brown, in a close game, I want to see this team execute, and I want to see Mike Brown push all the right buttons. It's easy to be a front runner, We've seen this. I'll just say it. We've seen it with the Yankees. Like, they've been front-runner teams a lot, but when it gets to these closer games sometimes in October, they're on the wrong side of it. So I want to see the Knicks in a close game, and I appreciate the conversation, Drew. I want to see them push all the right buttons if you're Mike Brown and also execute. Fleeks, do we have a second or two to play Al's clip? Because I'll use it as the fan focus here. That's what I would like to do. So Al Cintron is coming up your way in a couple minutes here, and I'm gonna use it as the fan focus because I've been teasing it, and I think it's a good setup here. So the fan focus is presented by Chef IQ. Cooking easy as 1, 2, 3. Discover how at chefiq.com. Here is Al Cintron from last night.
I trust the person who sent this to me. This is one of the people that sent me stuff over the past year and a half. He sent me the story when it came to the Mets and Juan Soto and the disconnect with him and Francisco Lindor. And then the story came out 2 days later from other people in the media. So I trust this person that sent me this, sent it to me personally, and then in a group chat as well. So I trust him on this one. But I find it fascinating that the Mets, if this is true, and I believe it, that they were talking with Dusty Baker to be the manager of the team. But since since they wouldn't let Dusty pick his own staff, he said, no, he's not doing it. So, I mean, Carlos Mendoza, I don't care what David Stearns has said. Clearly, they're not happy with him. And David Stearns should look in the mirror. This is his mess. His mess.
Okay, so that's Al from last night. He's coming up here in just a couple minutes, so I wanted to play that as a sort of a teaser to a show because I know social media is always like this. They were going after him about the report, this, that, and the other. And obviously Al has a trusted source, and there was a story, and he brought it up in the clip that he had from that trusted source, and then a couple days later, it ultimately ended up being reported everywhere. So to me, whether it's the same source or not, you know, you trust your instincts when it comes to this. And I know, when we here at WFAN make the news, everybody wants to discredit it. I don't know why that is the case. Sometimes people think, we're not reporters, we lack the credibility, but that's a very interesting report that Al had. And I feel like when I say Al, sometimes I got to say Cintron or Dukes. Imagine we had another Tommy here. We'd have to distinguish between the two of them. Al Cintron, not Al Dukes. And Al is coming up next here on The Fan. And I will have you with After Hours. That's following Game 2 of the Knicks and Sixers. Obviously, I'll be on after the postgame. Yankees and Rangers as the Yankees continue and look to continue their torrid start. And the Mets will be back in action as they were snowed out this evening in Colorado. So a lot to do coming up later on. My thanks to the callers. My thanks to the listeners. My thanks to Rosenberg. My thanks to Fliegelman. I will talk to you later on this evening on After Hours.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.